Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I've dedicated the last 23 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get started. Training and productivity. Now, I thought I'd take a little bit of a twist in this video and talk about my own training, talk about how I set things up, talk about my thought process around my nutrition, and give you an insight into the structure of my health, my training, my nutrition, all aligned with something that's very, very important to me is making impact, building my business, building my team. So if I take you back 8-9 years, over a course of a 10-year period, the thing that was so important to me was studying my craft as a coach and also building my body. I've said for years that I won't meet my wife till I've built a body, a business, and a brain. And I was so intense in my mission to build a body that I could look in the mirror and say, wow, you've done it. And I got to that stage. I remember a photo shoot I had with Giles Crofter that I posted recently on my Instagram page where I was so proud of what I had achieved, but it took some pure dedication. And to be honest, even though I did a lot within my business and I grew, if my bodybuilding was not such an intense passion, I possibly could have been further ahead with my business, but I wouldn't change anything for the world. Now things have kind of changed and training is so important to me, but so is the speed in which we're growing the business, the size that we're growing the business, the impact, the coaches that we're helping, and also alongside that, the revenue that the business is generating and the opportunities that it's bringing. So I remember before I moved to Dubai, and it's not been that long, probably within the last year and a half, that I've sat myself down and said, can you juggle all these at the intensity that you've been used to? And I don't mean this from an age perspective. What I mean is that in order for me to get to a certain place from the business, I wanted to inject more of my energy into the business side. And that was a choice as my values started to shift. My goal was not to get up on stage. My goal was to not aggressively build my muscles as much as physically possible, where sometimes I would go to sleep for an hour and a half after a training session, where sometimes for a couple of hours I couldn't even think properly for a couple of hours. I didn't care because my goal was to build my body as big as I possibly could. And that was part and parcel of it. Now, things are different. And I remember I moved to Dubai and the training intensity was very, very high. Business was flat out. And within a few weeks of being here, I was doing my cardio, I was doing my training. I've always been used to doing slightly higher volume when I train. And I just started to get really tired. You know, the time difference started to shift here. With at that time, it's 4 hours difference. Now it's three with the clock differences, but it will go to four eventually. And I would be getting up early and working, and then I'd be working later into the night. And I started to say to myself, training has got to change. I don't want the business to change. So what has to change with training? So I started to look at the structure of my training. It's what I wanted to talk to you about in this video. Here's my primary goals. I want to stay lean and be happy to go on the beach and by the pool, and also happy in fitted clothes. It's a goal of mine. I do not have a goal to go above 100 kilos, which is what I'm roughly around now. But I want to be lean. I know I still want to be strong. I still want to be able to, for me, press the 50s. I still want to be able to RDL 4 plates. They're two kind of lifts that, for me, just wanted to stop the video for 2 seconds. Now, if you find my content helpful and you want to learn more from me, you want access to resources, you want more free trainings and live weekly webinars, then make sure you click the link in the description. Make sure you head over to my Impact and Integrity free Facebook group. Now, let's get on with the video. I'm good with, they're a good marker for me. And do you know what's funny? Even yesterday I was doing the RDLs and I got up to like 3.5 plates and I was like, you're a bit tired. When I'm not tired, I know that marker for me around 4 plates is perfect, right? But yesterday I could tell my marker I was tired. So I pulled back down to three plates, and I was happy to train at that level. But then I took a little bit of a note and said, right, what has to change again? So the biggest changes that really that I started to make was, and naturally we all feel this, if I bring the volume of my training sessions down, am I going to look any worse? The answer was no. Now, I'd been used to doing 16, 18 sets sometimes for legs. And I said, well, let's look at how many sets you want to do for legs. Four exercises with calves, five. And I do two, maybe three sets. So I'll probably do about 10 working sets, 10 actual sets. Forget like the warm-up sets, feeder sets, four legs. And I tested that 3 months. I then wanted to stay lean and keep some cardio conditioning going on. So 25 minutes of stairs, 5 days a week. And I said, let's stay there. Now, the interesting thing, when I moved to Dubai, I was doing interval training on the rower. I was doing distance on the rower. I was trying to match my higher volume training, and I was just getting absolutely burnt out. So I pulled the volume of my workouts down, but I maintained the intensity. So 10 sets max, working sets, but I keep the intensity up, whether or not I'm doing 8 to 10 reps. I'll always come towards the back end of my sessions with slightly higher reps, 15, 20 plus, really get some blood into the legs. And that's an example of, for example, legs for me. So I actually brought the sets down to 10 working, still maintaining that level of intensity in the training session and some more kind of higher repetitions. And I kept the 25 minutes in stairs. And then I kept my days exactly the same. I'd be going to bed about 11 o'clock. I would get up at 7 o'clock in the morning. In another video that I have, I actually talk through my power blocks and how I actually do my work. And this is what I started to notice. Energy stayed high. My physique responded to the point where my muscles looked fuller. My conditioning started to appear. My energy was high. I was coming back from the gym. I was not absolutely exhausted, but my muscles were stimulated enough. And I was able to come home, eat, and work. My high priority is keeping the business moving forward. So I'd get up in the morning. I'd go and train about 10 o'clock after I'd had a morning stint of work. And then I'd get back after training and I was okay. And so I started to find this sweet spot for me where 10 sets, absolutely perfect for, say, legs. I'll talk through upper body in a second. I could do my cardio 15 minutes before and 10 minutes afterwards. I could come back and get stuck into work. I could go to bed and rest and recover. I wasn't having jumpy legs in the middle of the night because I was under recovering. And that was making me twitch in the middle of the night and being tired and then knackered in the morning. And I'm sure you can relate to this with your own training, that if you're not recovering and you're just pushing, this is something that most of you end up just doing a full deload week. Well, unless you're highly competitive in your bodybuilding, it's just a sign that you're not recovering. I want to train every single day, week of the year. I don't want a week off. I don't want to push myself to the point where I can't train every week because I'm doing too much, because I know that it'll have a detriment on the business. It'll have a detriment on my relationship. And I just want you to take note with this. You know, maybe you're not 45. It's not about me being old, but maybe you haven't got a business that's growing at a rapid pace. Maybe you can keep the training intensity of your physique at this level. I think my feedback to you right now is you got to listen to you. You got to listen to your body. You got to adapt your training to suit you. I was talking to a bodybuilder only recently. You know, the training methodology and style, you know, progressive overload in its entirety for me never worked because my nervous system just couldn't recover with the workload that I had. You know, when I do a push day, so I'll do chest, shoulders, and triceps. Generally in that training session, honestly, I'll do two exercises for chest. Maybe if I'm doing a high incline chest, that'll be my shoulder pressing movement anyway. Maybe two exercises. I'll do a lateral raise, tricep, giant set, quite possibly, and another variation. And then I will do 2 to 4 sets of triceps. And that can be me done. And I'm keeping full, I'm keeping strong, I'm maintaining muscle, I'm recovering well, I'm sleeping well, and I'm able to grow the business. I see a lot of people so frustrated because they don't have energy during the day. And I say to them, is your goal to build the business right now? Is your goal to bodybuild? Is your goal to focus on your clients? I think this is where these unrealistic expectations of, you know, finding your own pace, finding what works for you. You know, for me right now, I want to stay with the shape that I've got now. I want to fit into clothes. I want to train at a high enough intensity in the gym. That means I can come home and I can work. The reason I'm sharing this video with you is because I want you to understand the thought process behind what works for me. And I think a lot of you are following training systems and programs that are not aligned to what works for you. If business is inspiring to you, it doesn't mean, and I'm proof of this, by the way, doesn't mean that your training has to go to shit if you've got a big business. It doesn't mean that your recovery needs to go to shit because you've got a big business. It means you need to start being more disciplined and actually putting in place what works for you. This is what works for me. This is the thought process. I'm just going to give you a little explanation as well from a nutritional perspective. If I'm running 3,500, 4,000 calories, for example, I'm going to be down on energy, feel terrible, all to be able to train at such a higher intensity. So here's the downside for me when it comes to higher levels of nutrition. If I'm eating 4,000 calories, I'll come back from training. I've got to have 150, 170 grams of carbs. I go straight down the hole. I'm absolutely exhausted. I know I need carbs post-training, but when I used to have 200 grams of carbs post-training, I'd be on the floor. Now, I'll tell you, my calories on a week, day-to-day basis are about 2,700. You'd be like, what? That low? I'm sitting down a lot during the day. I'm not doing a huge amount of steps. And then at the weekend, there are at least two meals where I probably have about another 600, 700 calories on top. Might have a tiny bit of dessert sometimes, but normally it's a higher dense meal, lots more sushi. So I almost have a recovery weekend, a couple of meals to get some more calories up. But during the week, I keep my protein around about 250. My carbs are around about 320, 340. And my fats are around about 40 to 50 grams. And that's on a day-to-day basis. Now, I measure my recovery, my sleep, my mood, my sex drive, my training intensity, the business progression, how I look in myself, what my body composition's like, what my lifts are like, and I'm tracking it all in my head and down on paper. And at that level that I eat, I can maintain my tissue, I can maintain everything that I want, and it works right for me. I'm always interested, you know, whenever I'm talking to anybody, is to see what your thought process is around what you're doing. Because for me, this has been many, many years of experimentation. I found what works for me. I hope this has given you a little bit of an insight into what I do and how I work on my own physique, stay in shape, my thought process, and how I remain very, very, very productive and growing a business that's grown year on year with a bigger team and helping hundreds of coaches all over the world. An insight. I hope you found this helpful. If you are watching on YouTube, please click like and subscribe. Help more people find the channel and you'll see the next videos as they come up. And if you are listening on iTunes, please share the podcast. Help me help more fitness professionals. But for now, I'll see you in the next video.